بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، وعلى الأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل، ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على
One of the perplexing questions that bewildered the scholars and the philosophers, and they engaged in a long debate about it, is this question: what is the true nature of man? Is his nature is absolute goodness or absolute evil, or a combination between the two, some goodness and some evil? When we look into the Holy Quran, in a few verses of the Holy Quran, we find that the Quran speaks about both. First of all, on the one hand, there is no doubt that man, many of men and women, the human being, they seek goodness, they seek the truth, they seek peace, they seek justice, they seek wholesomeness, not only for themselves, but for others. And they have this nature. On the other hand, we see examples of human beings who are selfish. They exemplify selfishness, greed, deceit, dishonesty, and they only think of their narrow interests. They only seek power, influence, wealth, fame. So we see these two examples. And these two examples, when we find them the human being, it prompted the philosophers to debate whether the nature of man is goodness, because we see many goodness in him, or it's evil, because we see, on the other hand, we see the bad qualities in him. So what is his true nature? And sometimes we see in one person the good qualities and the bad qualities in one person. Sometimes he possesses some good qualities, such as being generous. At the same time, he has bad qualities. He's a thief. I have seen some people who are very generous, but at the same time, they steal money from others. They steal, but they give also. It reminds me of the story of a man during the time of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam. He saw a man in the marketplace stealing a loaf of bread and giving it to the poor, the needy. So the Imam said to him, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" He said to him, "I'm doing goodness here." Imam said, "How is this goodness?" He said, "You don't read the Quran? It's in the Quran. I steal one loaf of bread and I get only one crime or one sayyah. But when I donate that, I will get 10 credits. So 10, one minus 10, I make 9 points here." Allah says in the Quran, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha." If you do goodness, you receive 10 points. "Waman ja'a bis sayyi'ati fala yujza illa mithlaha." When you do evil, you get only one minus one only. So I'm making for some points here. Imam al-Sadiq said this to him. He said to him, "But it seems that you don't read the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts the good deeds of the righteous, not a thief. This money, this food, when it does not belong to you, you don't have the right to take it and give it, even if you want to give it to the needy and the orphans and the poor. Does not belong to you. You need the permission of the owner of this food or this money." So sometimes we find these combinations of both goodness and evil in one person. But many of the Muslim philosophers and scholars believe that at the end, although there are two conflicting qualities of goodness and evil in one person, but at the end, the evil is going to prevail over goodness. The evil, if he persists on doing evil, then that evil is going to prevail and destroys the goodness. However, some ethicists, ulama al-akhlaq, and akhlaq, my friends, my brothers and sisters, especially in the Islamic tradition, ulama al-akhlaq, they are a specialist of studying human behavior. So the ethicists, al-akhlaqiyun, are those who specialize in studying the human behavior. Ulama al-akhlaq, they argue, that sometimes a person has many bad qualities, but one good qualities. This one good qualities, one day is going to override the bad qualities. And this is also taken from the Quran. And they give example of one quality that is always influential and it always gains the upper hand over the bad qualities, and that equality is the karam, generosity. Generosity. And they cite the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the kareem, the generous, even if he's a non-believer. And he hates the non-generous, the stingy, even if he's a believer. Can you imagine that? Someone who does not believe in God, but he's generous. Allah loves him. Because Allah says that at one day he'll come back to me. This equality, sifatul karam, in him, it is going to drive him one day to me. It is going to bring him to faith and iman. But that person who claims to have faith and he practices prayers and fasting, but he's tight-fisted, stingy, mean, at the end of his life, he's not going to see goodness. He's not going to attain success. And therefore the hadith says, Al-Kareem قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ. The generous is close to three things. One is his Lord. One, the people around him, the community. And thirdly, The paradise, ultimately he's going to go to paradise. While the bakhil, the stingy, ba'idun anillah, ba'idun anillas, ba'idun anil-jinn. He's far from Allah, far from his community and his family. Even his family, they don't like him. They don't like him. And ultimately he might not make it to paradise. So let's go to this subject, that whether man is made of pure goodness or absolute evil or a combination of both. The Quran speaks about both. See, in Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Indeed, we have created and shaped man مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ. مِن نُطْفَة, from a sperm. أَمْشَاج. أَمْشَاج, it means a mixture. A mixture of not only physical things, the egg and the sperm, not only that, but you have to go deeper into that. Amshaj here means the seeds of goodness and the seeds of evil, both. Both are found in him. In nutfatin amshajin nabtali. Therefore, on the one hand, when you open the Quran, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises man. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. Because there is so much goodness in him. The other verse in the Quran, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. This man is worthy of being my vicegerent, my representative, my ambassador on earth. Because he possesses so much good qualities that qualifies him to be God's representative on earth. On the other hand, then another verse, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. We gave offer, our amana, our trust, our responsibility. We gave this offer to the mountains, to the earth, to the heavens. They said, we are sorry. They declined. They said, we cannot carry it. It's too much for us. It's above our ability. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. On the other hand, insan said, I am willing to carry this amana. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. If he does not appreciate this trust that has been given to him, then he is completely lost. And he did wrong to himself. But if he does appreciate, he is not ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He is the most fair, the most just, and the most equitable. There are other verses in the Quran that speaks about the bad qualities of insan. One of them in Surah Al-Isra. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man is given to haste. Man is, he's not patient, he's impatient. He wants to conclude his missions and his dreams in the shortest period of time. He cannot wait. He's not patient. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. In Surah Al-Anbiya, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man is a creation of haste. Is a creation of haste. Embedded in him. Haste is embedded in him. Not that he gets it from outside. It is embedded in his design. There's another one in Surah Al-Kahf. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرُ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. He is willing, he has a strong tendency for argument, contentious, أَكْثَرُ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. He would not accept the truth right away. He does not accept the truth right away. It takes him longer time to get to the side of the truth than getting to the side of falsehood. When it comes to falsehood, he is immediate. He goes there immediately. You don't need to invite him. He's already invited by shaitan. But when you invite him to goodness, it takes him a long period of time to accept this offer. Surah Al-Ma'arij has the best description for insan. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Surely man is created of haste, of hasty temperament, هَلُوعًا. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Should affliction befalls him, he becomes jazu'a. greatly grieved. Jaza. Jaza is the excessive state of being impatient. As soon as he thinks that tomorrow I'm going to lose my job, he cannot sleep the night. I cannot afford this payment. Or maybe something wrong with my health. The doctor calls him, tells him, I want to see you, have a chat with you. He becomes jazoo'. He loses his sanity and his patience. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ. On the other hand, when there is goodness for him, we give him some goodness, unfortunately he becomes manu'. Manu' is tight-fisted, stingy. Does not give. He wants to keep that goodness for himself. But listen to this exception. And this is the answer of the Muslim philosophers and scholars when it comes to this question. What is the nature of man? Is it goodness or evil? Here, the answer is in the Quran. Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. He has these bad qualities except one group. Except one group. Who are those group? إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Those who maintain the spirit and the lessons of their prayers. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. What type of مُصَلِّين? Once in a while, he prays once in a while? No, no, no. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. They are consistent. Not only consistent prayings, but consistent in maintaining the spirit of the prayers. And one of the results and the spirits and the outcomes of the prayers, the salat, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. They always, when they do the prayers, that prayers is going to immune them against shameful acts and evil acts. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Not only the prayers. Prayers is not enough. We can pray many times a day. But this is good for me, not good for the people. Allah says, you are not an individual living by yourself. I need you to do something for me and something for the community around you. The thing that you do to me and yourself is what? The prayers, the salat. Being thankful to your Lord. But the thing that you have to do to your community is what? What is it? What do you think? إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Surah Al-Ma'arij. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. They have another equality in regards to the community around them. They have another responsibility. What is it? وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And those that there is a portion in their wealth, there is a prescribed portion in their wealth, لِلسَّائِلِ, for the beggar, وَالْمَحْرُومِ, and the deprived. Sa'il comes and asks, you give him. Sometimes he does not ask. He has an honor, he has dignity. He doesn't come to you. It could be your mother, it could be your father, it could be your neighbor, it could be a relative, it could be a friend. He does not ask. You have to go and give. You have to take the initiative. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever establishes the prayers, but he does not give zakat, does not give charity, as if he did not establish the prayers. His prayers is not accepted. And whoever gives charity but does not offer his prayers and pray, as if he did not give charity. Because salat and zakat, the prayers and the charity, they both complement and integrate each other. They cannot work solely by themselves. Neither the salat can be effective by itself alone, nor charity or zakat. They work together, hand in hand, to give the best production. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Apparently today is the 8th of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the anniversary of the martyrdom of the 11th Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari was born and raised in the city of Medina, like most of our Imams. All of our Imams, they were born and raised in the city of Medina. At the age of 4, his father Al-Imam Ali Al-Hadi was summoned by the Mutawakkil Al-Abbasi, the Abbasite tyrant of that time, Abbasite Caliph. He called the Imam from Medina to the city of Samarra, north of Baghdad, to put the Imam under his surveillance. So when the Imam Al-Hadi moved from Medina to Samarra, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari was only 4 years old. And he lived there only for 24 years, and he was poisoned and killed by Al-Mu'tamad Al-Abbasi, another Abbasite tyrant, in the year 260, on 8th Rabi'ul Awwal, 260, at the age of 28 years old. And he was imprisoned many times, numerous times, in the jail in the city of Samarra, not because he was the member of Al-Qaeda or Jabhat al-Nusra, not because he killed anyone, not because of drinking and driving, but because he's the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was preaching the truth, because he was preaching the real Islam, the authentic Islam. And of course, people like Bani al-Abbas, who are tyrants, usurpers of power in Islam, dictators, they did not like someone like Imam al-Hasan, who was also at the same time the magnet of people's attention because of his charisma and knowledge and piety and righteousness. They could not tolerate his presence. Ultimately, they gave him a poison and he died. And the next Imam after him was Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Who took the responsibility of the leadership of the Ummah, Muslim Ummah, and also being the successor and the caliph, the rightful caliph to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma
And inshallah, we pray Allah will hasten His reappearance, will hasten His reappearance, and Allah would accept us as being His servants and His soldiers to preach Islam and defend Islam and protect Islam, inshallah. I have chosen a hadith narrated by the 11th Imam, Al-Imam Al-Askari, Al-Hasan Al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam. The hadith states, مَنْ كَانَ الْوَرَعُ سَجِيَّتُهُ وَالْكَرَمُ طَبِيعَتُهُ وَالْحِلْمُ خُلُقُهُ كَثُرَ صَدِيقُهُ. People seek popularity and fame through various ways. Through various ways. Imam says, if you want to be popular, not among anyone, among the community of the believers, the mu'mineen, awliya Allah. If you want awliya Allah to fall in love with you, to be your friends, you have to have these three qualities. Man kana al-wara'u sajiyyatu, whose disposition is piety and righteousness. Al-wara' al-khawfu min Allah. Khawfu min Allah means that I see Him all the time around me, above me, with me, from all directions. From all directions. And thus, if we see Allah around us, then it would be difficult to commit a sin. It would be difficult. The reason why people commit a sin is because they don't see Allah. They don't see Him. So sin becomes very easy for them. But if they see Him, if they see Him, then they would not sin. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He doesn't know that I can see Him, I can monitor Him. So if Allah is visible to us, through our hearts, not these physical eyes, through the heart, through not the external vision, the internal vision, the inner vision, then that person would not commit a sin. That person would discipline himself. Al-wara', man kana al-wara'u sajiyyatuh. The second, wal-karamu tabi'atuh. His nature is generosity. Being generous, not only in his hand. Sometimes the hand is generous, but the heart is not generous. The heart must be generous. The heart must believe in sharing with others. Sharing whatever you have with others. And we have lots of room to share. I just came back from Iraq. Iraq, 10 years, almost 11 years after Saddam Hussein's departure. Iraq, which is the second largest country in oil producing, still you can see some orphans, some poor, who live in very deplorable conditions. When you bring them some food, that is the day of Eid for them, the day of celebration for them. Normal food, day of celebration. Don't ask me about their homes, their shelters, their clothing, their medicine. Don't ask me about that. I am saying about the basic things. Loaf of bread, some eggs. That would be a day of celebration for them. We have to believe in sharing. We have to believe in sharing with others. Islam is not just fasting and praying and hajj. Islam, as I said in the first sermon, when you pull out of your income and you say, I give this to the poor, to the needy, to the orphans, to those who are disadvantaged, to those who are forgotten in our communities. وَالْكَرَمُ طَبِيعَتُهُ. Third, وَالْحِلْمُ خُلُقُهُ. His equality is forbearance and tolerance. We have to be tolerant of others. We have to be tolerant of others. Through this tolerance, through forbearance, we can gain friends. But if we choose not to be tolerant, we're going to lose the closest people to us. The very closest people to us, we're going to lose them if we are not tolerant with them. If we don't have hilm, forbearance and patience with them. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. There are brothers who asked me to recite Amman Yujib, to pray for those Some of them are in critical conditions. A lady who has a surgery today, so they asked us to remember them today, inshallah. Let's raise our hands. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ 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 يَا اللَّهُ من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.